Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Lift your hands to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Majesty, Majesty, Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed, but alive in Your hands. Majesty, 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 forever I am changed by Your love, in the presence of Your Majesty.
One more time,
sing Majesty. Sing Majesty,
yeah. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed. Oh, Majesty,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Out of the lips of babes and sucklings, You have perfected praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For Your grace, thank You. For Your wisdom, thank You. For Your mercy, thank You. For Your help, thank You. For genuine power and grace, thank You. Just take a minute or two to tell Him thank you. Forget about who is by your left or right. Just fix your eyes on Jesus and give Him thanks. We give You thanks, O God, and praise unto Your name and for Your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. We are what we are, and we do what we do because of who You are. We're gathered tonight as proof that we are grateful people. We're gathered tonight as proof that we believe You. We're gathered tonight as proof that You are the only one who is able to help, to heal, to deliver, to lift. And Father, I pray that You will surprise us tonight. Many have traveled from around the world. Many have traveled from around this nation, around this continent. They have come to you, the King of Glory. For you said, if I be lifted up from the earth, indeed I will draw all men. All men. And Lord, we pray tonight that no flesh will glory in your presence. We hide behind the cross and we pray that Jesus and even him alone be seen tonight. That Jesus and him alone be glorified and lifted tonight. But as for our conditions, may we never remain the same. My lifting has come. Oh, my lifting has come. Oh, my rising has come. Oh. My rising has come. This is a declaration of faith. Because when you come with healings, even on your wings. When you come with deliverance. When you come with a power that lifts. When you come with a power that transforms. And now that you have come, we know that healing is also here. Now that you have come, we know that deliverance is also here. Now that you have come, we know that our rising, our lifting, our favor, our breakthroughs are here also. And we thank you in advance. For in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Welcome to a miracle service for the month of November, and this happens to be our last miracle service for 2021. Hallelujah. I appreciate and celebrate everyone, those who have come from far and near. May the Lord bless you. God will do you good in the name of Jesus. I just have a charge in my heart. In fact, this is what we'll do. As soon as I just make this declaration, I will make an altar call immediately. Hallelujah. Do you know, listen, do you know, the moment Jesus becomes out of the picture, we are completely wasting our time. Believe me when I tell you this. No matter how powerful a man of God is, no matter how great a ministry is, we are as great as our ability to project Jesus. We are not as great as our ability to preach. We are not as great as our ability to teach. We are not as great as our ability to organize. Because except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that builds. And except the Lord watches over a city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. It is vain to wake up early in the morning and to sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. We will ever remain a people who are focused on Jesus. That in the midst of all the mighty and marvelous things that he continues to do in our midst, we must let the nations know that we are who we are, and we do what we do because of who he is. This is a very powerful message. Don't forget this, because men usually forget this in the face of seeming results, in the face of seeming success. It is easy to forget about Jesus. You may not forget about yourself. You may not forget about your accolades. But it is very easy to forget about Jesus.
Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Until there's only you. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place.
One more time.
Let every other name fade away.
Let every other name fade away.
Let every other name fade away. Till there's only you. Let every other name fade away.
Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place.
Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. My God, my spirit is fired up tonight. Matthew chapter 22, please. Verse 37. Matthew 22 and verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Thou shalt love the Lord your God. This is Jesus teaching the disciples the secrets that make for a life of excellence, the secrets that make for a life of victory, the secrets that make for a life of meaning. And here's what he said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. It's a personal relationship. But then this is how to love him, with all your heart. Not some, not a part of it. If he says all, that means there is a possibility that a part of you can love him. And then a part of you can love something else. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. You can love the Lord with your heart and love something else with your mind. Your thinking must love the Lord. Are we together? Jesus continued to emphasize the need to be passionate about the Lord, to be passionate about the agenda of God. That your life is as valuable as the degree of your participating in revealing Jesus and bringing him glory. Listen, you will never derive relevance in your life outside of its connection to kingdom come, and outside of its connection to the revelation of Jesus Christ and the glorification of the same. That means if you ever say a believer is valuable from a kingdom standpoint, you measure that value with respect to his contribution in revealing Jesus. The moment you take Jesus Christ out of the picture, your idea of value just becomes a human concept. Are we together now? To be valuable from God's standpoint means the degree to which your life, your mind, your resources, your energy, your time is invested in revealing Jesus and bringing him glory. This has nothing to do with preaching. It has everything to do with plunging into God's program to say, as for me, my life must be at the forefront of revealing Jesus. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6, when you read from maybe verse 29 thereabout, Jesus began to address the issue of worry. Are we together? Our world today is full of all kinds of insecurities, full of all kinds of worries. People fatigue themselves, sometimes even to death, worrying about what to eat and all of that. He said, therefore, take no thought. This is not a call to irresponsibility. But he's saying, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, drink, or for your body, what you shall put on. He's not saying, do not be concerned about these things. What he means is that obsession, that drive, that the entirety of your life becomes pegged on seeing this happen in your life.
He's saying that when your mind leaves Jesus Christ to focus on things, it's an insult to the benevolence of the Father. By your worry, you are advocating a narrative that God is not a faithful Father. If you, being evil, he said, that means the hallmark of fatherhood is the ease to bless, the aptness to bless. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts. Are we together now? Yes. We live in a world where, for most times, and sadly, especially believers, this is my respectful reservation, especially with the church in Africa, and sadly, in many regards, the church in our nation, that in our pursuit of things like healing, miracles, success, many times we veer off and we are so obsessed and addicted to see these things happen in our lives and through our lives, to the point that we can throw Jesus out of the equation, provided we find miracles. We can throw Jesus out of the equation, provided we can find prosperity. We can throw Jesus out of the equation, provided we can find advancement and breakthrough. And this ought not to be. The moment Jesus becomes the epicenter of your pursuit, every other thing now finds its relevance. A very simple message. This is the pivotal message of the Christian faith. If you do not know this and you do not believe this, then you cannot say you are a Christian. A Christian is not just one who succeeds. A Christian is not just one who has results. A Christian is not just one who continues to triumph. A Christian is not just one who reads his Bible. A Christian is not just one who prays. A Christian is one who has made Christ the epicenter of his life. Don't say he's in your life. Where? I can be in your house and I can be outside. I'm still in your house, but I'm in the compound. You have not honored me by keeping me outside. Is that true? There are visitors who come to our houses. When we bring them, we keep them maybe at the lounge or the balcony or whatever it is. Then there are others, we may keep them somewhere around the house. So just because you say Jesus is in your life, where in your life is he? Listen to me. Many of us have garages or places where we keep our valuable cars. We buy these cars, and because we've committed so much acquiring them, we don't want to leave them to the chance of careless people and the wind and all of that, and we protect them jealously. We have jewelry boxes and places where we keep expensive jewelries. When you buy an expensive jewelry, you show your regard for that jewelry by creating a safe place, and you guard it jealously. And in the midst of all these things we do, there is no safe place where His Majesty can be comfortable in our lives. Just because you are coming to church does not mean you are serious with God. Just because you are praying in tongues does not mean you are serious with God. Just because you are preaching does not mean you are serious with God. Can I tell you, more than all of these things, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Please give us Psalm 27. Very powerful scripture, Psalm 27. Psalm 27. We'll begin our reading from verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Say amen. Amen. Says, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Look at the psalmist. The Lord, everything. If it's light I need, it is still the Lord. If it's salvation I'm looking for, it's still the Lord. If it's strength I'm looking for, it's still the Lord. The antidote to fear, it is still the Lord. Verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, because the Lord was my emphasis, they stumbled and fell. Not because I was powerful, not because I had all the understanding of their operation. I focused on making the Lord the central focus of my life. And every other thing that comes to interrupt that focus now contends with the jealousy of God over your life. Verse 3. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, in this will I be confident. Verse 4. Now he says one thing. How many things? Please look up. This is a man who is talking about fear. He's talking about enemies. He's talking about all kinds of negative things. And yet he says, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That means I have a prayer request. That's what he's saying. Let's see his prayer request. That I may, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? To behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm not dwelling in his house to manipulate his hands just to give me things. I'm not dwelling in his house to manipulate him so that he will make me rich or make me prosper or heal me from some ailment. He already assured you that God is able to save, to give strength, to protect. But he said, this is the secret. One thing. Somebody say one thing. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. When your desire becomes, your desire for lifting becomes greater than your desire to know him and to love him, there will be a problem in your Christian life. Believe me when I tell you this. When your desire to love him and to know him becomes less than your desire to be a good preacher and a celebrity, you will be in trouble. One thing have I desired, not to work miracles. One thing have I desired, not just to have results in my life. As important as these things are, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Believers, hear me. We must get to a point in our lives where the entirety of our lives is hinged on our love and our passion for Jesus. Not just God, because God means many things. Jesus is that advocate, the image of the invisible God. Are we together now? Yes. Inasmuch as we are here tonight to receive miracles, we are here to celebrate the mighty hand of God. And this he will do. I am telling you in order of priority, more than the focus on miracles or breakthrough or the desire to see our requests come to pass, we must set our eyes on Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
You know that song? You know the song? Oh dear.
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
That means the more you focus on Jesus, you will find out that many things you think are worries are not really worries. They are worries to the degree to which your lack of concentration has magnified them. There are many things we call worries today in our lives that are not worries. Believe me when I tell you, they are only worries because our ego made them so. They are worries because our lack of faith made them so. They are worries because our carelessness towards focusing on Jesus made them so. When you are distracted in your focus on Jesus, the devil magnifies every other thing to stop you from that focus. Why would he say to look at the brazen serpent when there were other serpents that were coming to kill them? Would you watch a serpent come to kill you and then you wouldn't run away? He said, don't be distracted at the ones on the ground. Just lift your eyes and look. For as long as you look at that, the one on the ground will have no power over you. Powerful. For as long as you can look at him, the one on the ground will have no power over you. Hallelujah. So don't come to church expecting to receive miracles minus your encounter with Jesus. Don't come to church to receive the grace for a job. Thank God for the wonderful testimonies. But let me tell you, everything becomes profitable in your life when it is with respect to Jesus. Prosperity with respect to Jesus. Lifting with respect to Jesus. Open doors with respect to Jesus. So for every amen you will shout tonight, let your spirit man say amen and let it be with respect to Jesus. Not amen as the marketing of flesh. Now receive the grace for favor and you say amen. Amen means let that money come and let me prove to people that this thing is working. It's unnecessary. Are we together now? When people come to church, many times they are not interested in Jesus. They are interested in the preacher. They are interested in the worshippers. They are interested in the excellence. And that is wonderful. But you will be surprised how people can start a service from the opening prayer to the grace, and there is nothing Jesus that will cross their minds. You have to discipline your spirit man to get to a point where Jesus becomes the central focus. Thank God for the vessels that he uses, but it is a stupid thing when a messenger claims he is greater than the sender. When you are a messenger, it means that someone gave you a message to deliver. Is that true? The one who is greater is not the messenger, dear people of God. The one who is greater is the one who sent, because he's the one who backed. He's the one who pays for you while you are going. The moment the messenger becomes greater than the sender, Nigeria, the gospel in Nigeria, the gospel in Africa, the moment the messenger becomes greater than the sender, you will now begin to defend yourself. When I sent you, lackest thou anything? Not when you went. That means when people see you, it's easy for them, because of the excellency of your delivery, to assume you are the sender. You must remind them. Reminding them may sting your ego, but it will lift you. Reminding them may look like you are demeaning your influence. We live in a world where everybody wants to be influential. Everybody wants to be the celebrity. Everybody wants to be the one, you know, you want people. We live in a social media world. Everyone wants to snap with you to leverage on that credibility and that deception. It drives us into believing that our lives without Jesus will still make sense. Can I tell you the truth? The Bible is full of people who started with Jesus, and in the presence of an excelling life, they are tempted to ignore him, and he respected their choice. Read their end. A man like Solomon, who saw the manifested presence of God twice in his life, he got to a point where he rejected Jesus, rejected God, and then at the end of his life, here's what he had to say: vanity upon vanity. This man had most of the things we are praying for. The things we wrote in our prayer request, now, he had it. Jesus is what gives value and fulfillment. If you are here and you are a preacher, please listen to me. No matter what you preach, no matter what you say, I beseech you by the mercies of God, draw people's attention to Jesus more than yourself. You will not go down when you lift Jesus. As he's rising, you will rise too. John 17 and verse 1, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy son, that thy son may glorify thee. This is the protocol. So every time God desires to be glorified, he gets glory by investing his glory in the son. So when God wants to be lifted higher, because you are the one lifting him, he will lift you higher too. Are we together? There are people who will not pay attention to Jesus. You know, You can come into church and with powerful worship like this, with a sound word like this, there are people who will sit down and not pay attention to anything Jesus. But let the manifestation of the Spirit start. Signs and wonders, miracles, they are suddenly alive. Let there be a moment for impartation of power, and they are alive. You see the theft and the desperation, and you are tempted to ask, what did you really come to find? Did you come to seek Jesus? Or did you come to just seek his hands? You really get the best of a man when you get his heart, not his hands. My son, give me your heart. Keep your brain first. Give me your heart. He says, and let your eyes be observant or inclined to my ways. Satan is comfortable with any other thing we say, provided Jesus is out of it. Any other thing we say, no matter how right or wrong, it does not threaten Satan. The moment the Jesus factor is out of it, he is comfortable. You keep preaching. You keep doing what you are doing. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. Matthew 4, 19. Jesus again said unto them, Koinonia, he said, follow me. You want to be made? Don't follow it. Follow me. You are not called to follow it. You will have it, all the things the Gentiles run after, provided you follow me. Follow me, and I will make you. He made them fishers of men. He can make you anything. Follow me, and I will make you that man of God. Follow me, and I will make you that businessman. Follow me, and I will open that door. Your concentration is on me, not what I will make you. What I will make you, leave it to me. Your attention should be on me. When you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will turn and look at your life and see that you have become the prayer request of many people, even without knowing, because you chose to follow him. Tonight in this place, in this building, all the overflows outside and those following from around the nations, this is our last miracle service, and I know for sure, not by word of knowledge, but by the integrity of scripture, that there are people seated here who are, number one, not serious with Jesus. Number two, have never truly made an intentional decision. You've made a decision to come to church. You've made a decision to be a worker in church. Maybe you've even made a decision to have a Christian name. That is different from being genuinely interested in the things of God. Can I tell you? You will never truly find peace and find rest until Jesus becomes your Savior, the one who saves you. Two, becomes your Lord, the authority that you submit under. Number three, he becomes your King. When this happens, you will find peace that surpasses all understanding. When this happens, you will be prepared to make a destiny that counts. And I say this especially because there are many young people who come to church nowadays, and honestly speaking, Jesus is not their focus. They shout in church, they make noise, you would think they are serious. I'm not being sarcastic. You look at their life, there is no conversion, there is no growth, there is no intention, just loitering around the things of the Spirit for the purpose of history, not transformation. History. I was there. I saw it. Oh, when that one got up from a wheelchair, I saw it. But they are never changed. And I'm sure there are such people here. There is no program they did not go for. There was nothing powerful that happened in 2021 that they were not witnesses. Yet they did not change. It is these ones that the Bible says ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Tonight, more than a sermon. Tonight, more than a charge. Tonight, more than admiring an anointed man. Believe me when I tell you, you need Jesus. Not you want him. You need Jesus. Your life depends on it. Here and in the afterlife. And I know that as I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit is amplifying what I'm saying and speaking to someone and saying it is time to win that war. Now, you see, the thing about God is He will never force you. Even at the detriment of your eternal salvation, He will give you that honor of making that choice. Most people again come out. Just because you come out and stand here does not mean you are born again. Please look at me. Everyone, please look up. Just because you come and stand here, and for some of us, you recited a poem and repeated after the man of God, it does not automatically mean that you were saved. It has to be from your heart. There are times you see people come out for an altar call and they are laughing, pinching one another. Half of the salvation prayer, they don't say it. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. That's the only thing they say. And then they say, amen. You were not born again. Not by the authority of Scripture. The Bible says, for with the heart, not with the feet. Your feet can go forward while your heart is still sitting on your seat. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And then with the mouth, confession is made that leads to salvation. That is the protocol. So many people come out and recite and say all of these things and then leave. And truly you know they were not saved. This is one of the reasons why you can pray for them from now till next week. They never get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because they were not saved. It's one of the reasons why people cannot receive the baptism. Because that salvation experience was not really true. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling us. I don't know about you, but He's the one who helped me. Oh, my dear people, listen to me. Without Jesus Christ, we're only acting a movie right here. Thank God for the excellence. Thank God for administration. The whole world is watching, and we're not ashamed to let them know. If there is anything that is noteworthy in this life and in this ministry, it's because we took our attention away from ourselves and to project Jesus. And He says, if you are this valuable to me, then I will keep you. Preachers, let's minimize all this attracting attention to ourselves. There is honor that befits priesthood. And that honor should be given to the measure required. But our focus should be on Jesus. When our focus is on Jesus, all these petty things that destroy people, anger, jealousy, all these things, there is no basis for it now. Because it is Jesus that you are projecting.
Be lifted high. Be lifted high. Oh Lord, be lifted high. For you are holy. Oh Lord, be lifted.
If you're in ministry here, let me give you a sincere secret. Get ready for empty pews in this end time ministry if the attention remains on you. You want the Lord to bring people, as many who will be saved. You must be able to serve people that meal of Jesus. Jesus, His person, Jesus as the principles of the kingdom. When your attention becomes on Jesus. When we were little children growing up, 90 to 95% of everything that was taught in Sunday school was with respect to Jesus. The average child, almost like a subliminal programming, knew John 3:16. You ask our children now, John 3:16, and keep quiet. And hear what they will tell you. Absolute nothing. But ask them, what is the latest app? What is the latest phone? I'm not saying those things are wrong. But I'm saying something is wrong with our priority. Something is wrong. We have to admit it. This is the first miracle is this deliverance of ignoring Jesus. Ignoring Jesus is an attack. It's a real attack. The fact that the devil can prevail over your mind to trivialize Jesus is a sign that this attack is an advantage. Let me make the altar call now. When we make the altar call and we lift Jesus, then with joy and gladness, we can celebrate his mighty hand to heal, to deliver. And you see, this is why miracles are very easy. Miracles are not very easy just because a man of God is anointed. Miracles become very, very easy when the attention is on Jesus. So everything that happens, it can pass through the man of God, but ultimately, Jesus is glorified. By the time the attention becomes on you, your ego is on the line, your reputation is on the line, Jesus is completely ignored, you will be forced to fabricate miracles there. And if it does not work, you carry your shame together with whatever you came with that the devil gave you, and you go back to a life of pain. But why don't you set yourself free from this burden of pain by magnifying Jesus? If someone delivers a parcel and there is something wrong with the parcel, the content of the parcel, and provided it was sealed and delivered, you don't blame the messenger. You will call the office where you made that order. The interaction was between you and the office. The messenger only honored the office by bringing it to you. So the pressure is on the office, not the messenger. But when you claim to be the messenger, they now say, okay, I ordered a white shoe. I need a black one. You will have to look for a way of getting a black one immediately. And you don't have it. You are only a messenger. No man can work miracles by himself except the Lord be with him. This is what Nicodemus said to Jesus. Rabbi, we know that thou art a man sent from God, for no man can do these things. We live in a world where it's very difficult to admit that there are things you cannot do, because it looks like an expression of weakness. But the strength of God looks for weakness. When it finds weakness, it now empowers you to be strong indeed. Let me make an altar call. Jesus is calling as many today. Three categories of people. Number one, those who are saying, Apostle, I never heard the gospel this way. A declaration of the love of Jesus and the need to prioritize him above all else. Category number one. Number two, those who are saying, I remember walking in the things of God, but right now as it is, I cannot say I am serious with the Lord. Number two. Number three, those who are saying, I don't even know the name of what I'm doing. I don't know whether I'm born again or not. You will join them. I'm going to count one to five. I want you to run like there's fire on the mountain and come and stand here. If you are still thinking about it after this message, run like there's fire on the mountain. All the overflows. One. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Come, Dave, you sing for me.
Whatever you want to say, Lord, you can say.
Come to Jesus. Don't let anybody keep you on your seat. If you know you need to be here, leave whatever you came with and come to Jesus Christ.
Lord, you can change through me.
Whoever you want to bless, Lord God, oh, because I'm yours. I'm yours forever.
You want to save, Lord, you can save through me. Whoever you want to save.
Hallelujah. I salute every one of you for coming to stand here, young and old. And I am safe to assume that you mean what you are saying by coming here. Hallelujah. Here's what the Bible says. That whosoever will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. And I'm speaking to you who is watching right now in your home, your office, whatever platform, Jesus is speaking to you right there where you are. It's time to win that war. It's time to allow Jesus become the epicenter of your life. This is not just recruiting individuals into the Christian faith. It's not a call to a religious activity. It's a genuine call to a relationship that is alive and true. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I salute every one of you. Some of you are crying. Don't be ashamed of your tears. You came here to encounter the Lord God of heaven. May I request, please, that you lift your right hand everywhere, whether you're inside, outside, provided you came out for the altar call. Lift your right hand. Let me tell you what it means to lift your hands. To lift your hands means, I will never struggle with you again. To lift your hands means, I relinquish ownership of my life and destiny. To lift your hands means, as I make this prayer, I've lost the ability to tell you no. To lift your hands is not just merely admitting that I am standing here. It's a declaration of total submission to his lordship. Now please say this after me. Jesus is right here. Let it be from the depth of your heart. There are destinies depending on this decision you're making. For some of you, it is as a result of this decision that God will use you mightily. For some of you, it's as a result of this decision that many things will begin to happen to you. For some of you, it is as a result of this decision that you will encounter the anointing in a marvelous way today. Say this after me, loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I make Jesus my Savior. I make Jesus my Lord. I make Jesus my King. I declare that eternal life is mine right now. I also receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I go forward ever and backward never. I am a child of God. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you. Only you is able to draw these men and women, young and old, to make a declaration in honor of the sacrifice of your Son Jesus. And we thank you. You have brought them out and they have made this declaration. And therefore, by the integrity of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. And I decree and declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over your life. You are recipients of the life of God. And you go forward ever and backward never. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please look at me. Let me just give you an instruction. There are a number of you, and we don't want to take more than 5-10 minutes to attend to you. Here's what will happen. There are counselors, and they are going to lead you just a moment before you go. You just move to my right, which is your left. All of you, please take note of the cranes so that you don't injure yourself. You will move in concert, and what they will do is just to appreciate you. Have your details in a minute or two. Whatever they give you to fill, please do so very quickly and do so legibly, and you'll be back to your seat, because we'll start the miracle service proper shortly. So we'll be patient and wait for you. Hallelujah. And please do well. Counselors, cooperate with them so that we'll make it very fast. Let's honor them as they go, everyone. Please celebrate them. I'm yours, I'm yours.
I'm yours forever. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. My life is yours. It's yours. It's yours forever. It's yours. It's yours. Whatever you ask of me, whatever you ask of me, I surrender. Let it be from your heart. Whatever you ask of me, I surrender. One more time. Whatever you ask of me, hallelujah. If they need more hands, let's know so that we can send a few people. Please, in the next 5 to 10 minutes, let's have everyone back to their seats so that hallelujah. So what will happen, praise God, what will happen is that we'll take the next 5 minutes to pray and cry for a visitation over our lives. And whilst we are doing that, we'll be waiting for them to come. We have to honor them to come very quickly so that we'll now have that time, because I already sense it's like the waters are being stirred. And there will be such a mighty and marvelous move of the Spirit tonight. I want you to be very expectant. Very expectant. And you will see the Lord move over your life. Before we pray, who came here from Cameroon? Cameroon. Who came from Cameroon? Come.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
What do you do, sir? You're a pastor. Can I pray for you? Because I stood here, the moment I spoke about prayer, the Lord spoke to me that there was a man of God from Cameroon. Thank you for coming first and foremost. In fact, let me do it this way. Oh dear. Aside from those who went out for an altar call, if you're a foreign delegate here, please stand. Please stand. All those who have come from anywhere outside of Nigeria, please stand. Let's celebrate them. Whether in the main auditorium, let's honor them. Give them a big, big God bless you. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? Hallelujah. Now, every week we have people literally coming. Some of them come and wait for days just to encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very humbling what God does in our midst. And we are people who are very discerning. And we may not do this every day. We may not do this every time. But that this is an opportunity to tell you thank you for taking that time to come from wherever the Lord brought you. May the Lord bless you. This is home for you any day and any time. And I assure you by God that he who sent you here will also honor you whilst you are here. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please be seated. Thank you again. So let me pray for you. Father, I pray for this man by the power of the Holy Spirit. He came all the way from Cameroon. And I don't know what it is with him, but you have given a word for him. Sir, I pray for you in the name of Jesus and by the privilege of this grace that we have received. May you step into a new season in ministry. In the marvelous name of Jesus, you will go back into a ministry of signs and wonders. You will go back into a ministry of the accurate communication of doctrine. in the name of Jesus, sound exegesis of scripture. And I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that the grace of God will be mighty upon you. I pray that God will raise men and women who will stand by you even financially. In the name of Jesus, that there will be no limits to the exploits that you will do in Christ. Let the blessings that is upon this house rest on you. And everything you have seen here, go back and reproduce it in your ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you. Please, let's rise. We're going to pray. Prayer point number one. Father, everything that is not a representation of the life of Christ in and around my life, I declare that it must leave right now. Lift your voice and pray. Please pray. The Bible says, every tree that has not been planted by my Father, it declares that it will be uprooted. Pray. All the overflows, pray. Outside, pray. Following online, pray. Shibakatos kate brendege de balakatos yada. Embrege de katoja de galabata. Everything that is not the planting of Christ, it must be uprooted right now. Everything that is not the planting of Christ, pray. Manifesting as ill health, manifesting as some infirmity and some disease in your body, manifesting as occurrences and patterns in your life. Lift your voice and pray. Let it come under judgment right now. Hallelujah. Second prayer point, First Samuel 12 and verse 6. I believe that should be the scripture. First Samuel 12 and verse 6, yes. Please read with me. One, two, read. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt. Who advanced them? The Lord. People don't just go forward in their lives. You don't just go forward because you are tired of where you are. There is a hand that can push a man from Egypt to the land of promise. You are going to pray. May that hand that can push men mysteriously but surely, may that hand shift you to the next level. Lift your voice and pray. Is someone praying? It was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Advance my life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let me encounter by your marvelous hand the grace that advances me. The grace that advances me. Go ahead and pray. Advancement, all wise. Advancement, all wise. Declare your advancement in the name of Jesus. Let this unction come upon you today and push you and shift you to a new dimension, a new level of spiritual experience. The Lord that advanced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was over in Zaria just midweek down to the weekend before traveling for some other meetings and then coming here. And when I went to Zaria, as I became very emotional as I was about to enter the city, because I could see places where I once walked, praying and prophesying and declaring that in the name of Jesus, this vision will grow and will bless the world. I could see places, and I stood there and I said, my God, only a fool will say in his heart, there is no God. I saw the things that would look like a dream or some ambitious project happen at the instance of the hand of God with a level of godlike ease. It has to be God. Are we together now? I'm saying that to still establish this prayer. Don't ask, is it difficult for God to lift me? Honestly, if you say that, you don't know God. This God that we're talking about, in one day, he fed a whole nation, not a family, a nation. And there was a man who said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, this cannot be possible. He repeated that miracle when he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. One more time, I'd like you to pray. Lord, I want to leave this current position. I am grateful for where you have brought me, but there is more for me in Christ. There is more for me in destiny. I obtain grace tonight that will advance me. Go ahead and pray. It was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and brought your father out of Egypt, the place of bondage. Someone is praying, take me to higher grounds, oh God. Higher levels spiritually, higher levels financially. Multiplying your influence and your good hand upon my life for the sake of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 49, next prayer point. Isaiah chapter 49. We'll begin our reading from verse 24. Please pay attention. Isaiah 49. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive be delivered? You know who a lawful captive is? A lawful captive is one who is in bondage legally. Are we together now? Yes. Lawful captive. That means there was a legitimate ground upon which the realm of the spirit found access to your life, your liberty, your family. There is such a thing as a lawful captive. But the Bible says, is there a possibility in the dealings of God with men that even those who are lawful captives, that means Satan has an authorized basis. He can stand to say, no. I have on a legitimate ground. There is grounds to oppress this family. There is grounds to oppress this destiny. There is grounds to oppress this ministry. But the Bible says, even at that, in the dealings of God with men, is there a possibility for lawful captives to be delivered? 25. It says, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. It's important for us to know who is talking. Because if it is not the Lord, if he says, thus saith an angel, we're in trouble. Because angels are limited. But thus saith this sovereign authority, regardless the legal basis, there is still a possibility. It says, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered.
For I will... Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. He's telling you how he will do it. Are we together now? Come, Dave. Let me use you. Who else will come? Come, doctor. Let me use two of you. Now, watch this. Let's assume, stand here. Since we're wearing white and white, you come. Watch this. Let's assume that this man, that I'm a terrorist. Are we together now? And then I hold this guy because for some reason he gave me legal grounds to hold him. Are we together now? His family may not be able to help him. But then let's assume, for instance, that... No, let me not use terrorism. Let's assume that this man was a criminal. Are we together now? And say I'm the head of prisons or the correctional center and I've kept him there. And this is the president of that territory. Inasmuch as there was a legal ground, this guy was ordered from court to be in jail for something he did. Is that true? The Bible says there is still a possibility. The possibility is not when they have already said there is no bail for you. Yet, at a certain time, the president, there is something called presidential pardon. Am I right on that? This is what God is saying. That although your family is where they are, because your grandfather's, the devil was minding his business, your grandfather's came and said, please, come and help us farm. And the devil said, for what in return? He said, help them please. He said, for the destiny of my children and my children's children. And the devil said, I will protect you from war, but make sure you serve me. Now the missionaries came and brought the gospel. And now you decided that I will not serve the devil again. He will not fold his arms and wash you. There is a basis for that oppression. But the Bible says, I will contend.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen.
Have you known God as a warrior? Go and read your Bible. Moses, he said, stand still. This fight is not your own. The Lord will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. God can fight. Believe me. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, two angels, not God, two angels from heaven with hailstone, they wipe a whole people overnight. Two angels. We don't even know their ranking in the angelic cadre. Two angels. I'm saying this because he's the one who will arise. There are matters in families that are not allowing people go forward. And just when the devil thinks he's getting away with it again, like he has done before. Give us that scripture. Let's finish. I will contend. So back to my example. Now, I'm holding this guy. I'm holding doctor and keeping him in one place. You will not move forward to manifest your destiny. But I forgot that even me, I am a citizen of a nation. And then the president comes and says, whatever it is, I use my office. Remember that the position that you have that authorized you to keep this person was an appointment. And the president, both me and him, two of us are subject to the president's decision. Are we together now? So he comes to grant presidential pardon. And then he does not just make that order from his place, his villa. He comes by himself and enters the correctional center and goes to the room and picks this man. And I watch with pain as he leaves him. I desire to keep him, except that the Lord strong and mighty
I'm saying this because there are people, God himself will reach down to your foundation and pull you out. Believe me when I tell you this. Reach down to your foundation once and for all. Listen, let me tell you a little secret. I usually at the end of the year, I take out time to just rest and make sure that, you know, I just have my little time to rest and prepare. But a group of people came from my village and they said, look, you need to come. There is fire on the mountain and you are blessing the whole world. I said, if people should leave me, this is the end of the year, I want to rest. They said, no, you have to come. And I sat down. When I looked at what was happening, I said, in as much as I love everybody, in truth and without bias, I love my own people too. I told them, I said, you know what? I'm coming. And believe me, let me tell you what I'm going to do. By the Spirit of God, I'm going in partnership with the battalion of heaven. There are things that need to be settled. All this wishing. See, the devil is not stupid. There are rules of engagement. Just desiring to be free does not bring freedom. There are rules of engagement. Are we together? I came here with a burden tonight because as I prayed, I asked the Lord, I said, Father, please, let people not come and cry and say amen and fall and stand up only to return back into frustration. But you see, listen, let me tell you this. You have to believe God tonight and be serious. Believe him and open up your heart and be determined that I'm not going back the way I came. The woman with the issue of blood said to herself, before Jesus arrived, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. There are men of God here, you make up your mind, I'm not going back with my head empty. No way. I traveled so far to come and receive an unction that will change my life. Business people, make up your mind that I'm not coming here to go back and live a life of struggle, living from hand to mouth, pillar to post, up today, down tomorrow. Even the lawful captive. And so he comes to pick him and goes with him. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. Do you know why? Because the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. And the walls and all they that dwell therein. So you are going to pray one prayer. You are going to give a prophetic red card, if I will use that expression, to everything that is antichrist, buried whether in foundations, inheritance. I'd like you to make a declaration. In the name of Jesus, I'm cutting away from ordinances and handwritings, speaking against the purposes of Christ in and through my life. Go ahead and pray. Sheke pakatos kate palakata, brante parikatos shaligata parakatos katia. Embrentes cote shalaka praski badakatos. Pray.
My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by.
Hallelujah. I'm ready to pray now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Please let me beseech you, whether you are an usher or not, if someone is under the anointing close to you, please help them. Let's be very, very fast so that we trust God to do much tonight. Hallelujah. I really want to take out time and minister this deliverance by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you will be shocked and surprised to see what happens to you. Let me start tonight with families where nobody rises. This is what I want to start with tonight. In truth, there are families where no matter how diligent you are, no matter how hardworking you are, it looks like there is a demonic embargo. You see people travel abroad and return back after 10 years in shame. They study to PhD. Some of them even become professors, yet they cannot feed their families. Why? Because there are horns that have lifted up themselves against Judah and against Jerusalem. Now I want to pray. By the power that resides in the Christ, I decree and declare, please bring them out very quickly. Everyone here under the sound of my voice, in the main auditorium, inside and outside, whose life and family is under the yoke of this wicked spirit that will not allow you rise, at the count of three, you're going to shout the name Jesus. At the shout of that name, that fire will fall from heaven and set ablaze everything that is antichrist. Are you ready now? Thank you, Father. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command every yoke, every altar, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, every family that will not be allowed to rise, we bring judgment against those forces. In the name of Jesus, bring them out by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Be judged now. Be judged now. Be judged now. Wherefore, God has so highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. Bring them out, please. I'm still praying. Son of man, what seest thou? And he said, four horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Judah, against Jerusalem, so that no one doth lift up his head. He said, but I have sent four carpenters. I am still praying. Every family here that is a victim of the covenant of ancestry, covenants of ancestry, your fathers worship idols, your fathers worship all kinds of things, and now the children are victims of this. By the blood of the eternal covenant, you're still going to shout Jesus. Let there be liberty right now. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Shout Jesus. Be free now. Be free now. From yoke, foundations, ordinances, wicked orchestrations of darkness. Let them go now. Let them go now. The Bible declares, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Bring them out. Most of the challenges you see that believers go through, aside from the issues that relate to ignorance and lack of accurate spiritual understanding, most of the challenges are tied and connected to orchestrations of demons. I'm still praying. Ah. The Lord is opening my eyes again. And like he always shows me, I'm seeing Kogi State. Kogi State. I'm seeing fire falling on people right now. Kogi State. Every orchestration planted that is tying men down in the name of Jesus Christ. Help them, please. I bring you liberty right now. I bring you liberty right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I bring you liberty right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray a prayer of release. God is opening my eyes and I'm seeing the hands of people tied. When your hands are tied spiritually, no matter what you do physically, believe me, it will not work. You will do the best that you know to do. But I'm about to pray. Those chains will be broken right now. Father, every hand that is tied in the realm of the spirit, affecting their productivity, their capacity to make structural progress at in the name of Jesus Christ. Kapato katebata. My God, I'm seeing fire falling at the count of three. One, two, three. Let that fire fall now. Fall now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there someone with the name Monica? Monica. I'm hearing the name Monica. Monica. Don't just stand up and go. There is a reason why I asked that they bring them out. I'm about to pray for them. Monica. I'm hearing the name Monica. I don't know if that is your name. These are the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. Monica. I'm also hearing the name Adams. Who is Adams? Adams. Oppression must come to an end right now. Adams. I'm hearing a name, Adams. Who is Monica? Please verify that that is their name. You are Monica. I want to pray for you. The power of God is coming on a woman right now. You get pregnant, but it never crosses 3 months. The moment is past 3 months, you will have a dream in the night. And the moment you have that dream, you will lose that pregnancy. Right now, the power of God is coming upon that woman right now. I decree and declare, wherever she is, I break that hold now. I break that hold. Monica, let me pray for you. Please, I want you to hold 2 people who will now begin to run by the anointing and come out. Because I'm looking and I'm seeing a serpent. This I'm seeing like a snake. This is what I'm seeing. I'm not saying they are snakes, but this is just what God is showing me. In the name of Jesus, hold them and bring them out. Let me pray for you. My goodness, Monica, 2 of you, there is fire that is falling on you now. I just saw a strong anointing. I'm praying for all of you, but this tie of witchcraft over your life, it must go right now. I stretch my hands. Father, according to your word, in the name of Jesus, help them please. I command that oppression. Go now, out of them now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of them now, release their lives and release their destinies. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a gentleman. You work with civil defense. Civil defense. This is what I'm seeing. You are a gentleman. You work with civil defense. I'm not giving your name, but the Lord is saying you work with civil defense. If there is such a person, please let me pray for you very quickly. because we are still going to minister deliverance. Adams, let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands towards you, Adams. The power of God is coming on one of you. The Lord is saying you are ending a season and beginning a new one. I decree and declare right now, may that anointing come upon you. I shift you to help them. In the name of Jesus Christ, please take care. In the name that is above all names, I decree and declare right now, let there be liberty for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where do you work, my friend?
Civil defense.
What's your name?
Paul.
How long have you been there?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, I joined 2012.
Have you gone abroad?
Yes.
Do you know why I'm saying that? I'm not a prophet of doom. But I'm seeing you inside a plane. And I'm seeing God taking you out of this country. This is what I'm seeing. This is like, I don't know if it's that you and your family are moving, but God is just telling you to prepare because your days, they are numbered. God is shifting you to a new dimension. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, let it be for you even as he has spoken. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be for you as he has spoken. For all those who are out here under the anointing, I command the spirit and the devils oppressing them and their families. I speak as one sent and I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. I declare, leave their destinies and their families now. Go, go, go out of their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Out of their destinies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release them and everything you have taken from their lives and their destinies. Let there be a sevenfold restoration now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to pray. There are families where people rise and they get to a particular point, and just when they are about to climax in their pursuit and their career, something must happen to them and bring them down in shame. There are many people like that, and there are many families like that. Diligent people, they get to the zenith of their pursuit and then something brings them down. I want to pray over those people right now. And the power of God is going to come upon them. I'd like for your heart to be open and I want you to receive it as a prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every family under this kind of yoke that rises to get to a particular point, and just when you are the apex, the climax, the zenith of your pursuit, these forces bring you down. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare right now, I'm praying. There are two ladies that will shout now under the anointing based on this prayer. The moment that happens, the power of God will begin to move to touch people. This is what the Lord is telling me. Two ladies whose families and lives are victims of this. In the name of Jesus, the moment that happens, the power of God will begin to set people free. Two ladies. Help them. Please bring them out. We are praying right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice whose life and family are a victim of this manifestation of rising to a particular point and going down, right now I decree and declare, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. I want to rebuke the spirit of delay. Now hear me. There are people here, you may not necessarily be victims of delay directly, but your pace of growth is too slow. What can be done in 1 month takes you 10 years. I don't mean to insult you, but there are some of you, you've been building forever, and it looks like the grace to finish is not there. I tell you, the fire of God will fall on many people based on this prayer. I'm about to pray and you will shout that name. That everything that has tied your life and destiny, bringing delay. You know that delay is at work in your life when the only thing that grows in your life is your age. Nothing else grows, only your age. You know that there is delay there. Therefore, I pray right now, my God, I sense fire even on my own hands. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. As you shout that name inside and outside, everyone who is a victim of that oppression, that demonic structure, will be liberated right now. I decree and declare, against the spirit of delay, we come against you by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. At the count of three, shout Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Delay, be broken now. Help them, my God. Delay, be broken now. Over lives, over families, be broken now. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I used to have demon spirits come to oppress me. And because of the prophetic, I would see these spirits enter. I would shout in Jesus' name, and nothing would happen. Because the real miracle is not in the chanting of the name like a charm or a genie. It's in the revelation of it. But the Lord is opening my eyes right now. Please look at me. There are people you would have made maximum progress. Pay attention. But you go back to bed and you are seeing yourself in secondary school. You are seeing yourself in paparaskete barakatusia. Kandeleke paruza tigeteas. I want to pray a very serious prayer for you right now. Seeing yourself in an old house, an old building, writing exams that never finish. Falling down in a pit that you cannot see the end of it. Animals chasing you and preying on you. Bring them out. Listen, I once prayed for a family. Probably one of the most spectacular miracles that I've seen in my life and this ministry. A family that had everyone, I think it was a family of 5 people, everyone with HIV. And none of them could account for how it came. What happened? Almost all of them had similar dreams. Maybe not exactly the same, but similar. They go to bed and someone comes to them with a syringe, like a real syringe in a dream, and injects them and tells them, this is HIV. Are we together? And they wake up, and after a few months, they begin to have physical symptoms. They go to the hospital and they will tell you, this thing is demonic. And because of their fear to not be stigmatized, they will not seek help and not say anything and keep quiet until it eats them up. There are 3 women here. You don't have to come out. I'm going to pray for you. The moment you take in, you have this stranger come to you to molest you in the night. And then the moment that happens, it will not be more than 1-2 weeks. You will lose that pregnancy. I'm saying this by the Spirit. Help them. Because this demonic things, nothing will change if unattended to. Believe me. I want to pray now. Can I tell you this? All of these orchestrations I'm saying, I'm not trying to glorify Satan. But brothers and sisters, this is a miracle service. You know what I'm saying is not a lie. There is deliverance by casting out the spirit influences that bring those scenarios. When you are now free and void of those spirits, then the system of transformation by the word now restructures your understanding so that the devil will no longer find access. But it is not just deliverance in terms of, there is the word that is preached, there is the word that is sent. The word that is taught and preached, that declaration builds up your understanding. The word that is sent heals and delivers. Their assignments are not the same. It is still the word. Are we together now? Yes. In a nation, we have all kinds of defense systems. They are called different things. And as many as they are, they perform different functions. Even though as a united team, they stand to secure the security of the state and the nation. That's how it is spiritually. So just believing that just because you are hearing the word, arbitrarily you are free, knows that there is a protocol to deliverance. Casting out the spirit influences by the power of the word. Otherwise, why would Jesus, knowing he was going to die and resurrect, still give us power against unclean spirits? Knowing that he would die and resurrect, he still gave us power over unclean spirits. Deliverance by casting out these spirit influences. Then when you are now free and void of your influence, like the madman in Gadarene, look at the protocol. Jesus casted out the spirit. Then he came and sat down with Jesus in his right mind, ready to be transformed now by the word. When people are not in their right mind, no matter what you say, it is void of meaning because there are forces that sit on their destinies. So there are three phases to deliverance. I'm saying this so that you will have understanding. There is the casting out of the spirit influences. Then there is deliverance through transformation. A sound exegesis of doctrine that now brings you to a position where you understand the weapons of victory as far as what Christ has done to you. Then there is what we call the discipline of conformity. That is the third level. But just believing that you are free like that and you are having dreams and you are being oppressed is a joke. A big and costly joke. Many people today are going through all kinds of oppressions. But simply either because of a respectful honor to an ideology or a man of God or some, they just keep quiet and assume there is nothing happening, whereas they are dying there. The church is like a hospital. When you are performing a surgery on a patient, it does not mean the patient is dead. The goal of the surgery is to make the patient alive and to live profitably. But there are times where you have to go through that labor of surgical procedure, sometimes for 10, 12 hours. Delicate surgery. And afterwards, the patient recovers and he's better off. That's what deliverance does. If done with understanding. I know that there are wrong approaches to deliverance that make superstition out of it. And then it is not consistent with the character of the word. But within the boundary of the soundness of scripture, the entire counsel of God that was made for the profiting and the excelling of the believer must be administered. And this is one of them. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Cast out devils. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Apostle Paul said, Acts 10:38. He went about, Jesus, doing good and healing not they that were sick, they that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Can I pray for you now? We have to end those patterns and those demonic circles. They do not bring glory to the name of the Lord. Anything you forbear will multiply in your life. Don't forbear with evil. Evil always comes pregnant. When you leave it to stay long, it will hatch into something else. In the name that is above all names. Whatever connects you to the old, connects you to yesterday, please bring them out. My God. Whatever connects you to the past, The Bible says, this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, I press in the name that is above all names. At the count of three, may the mighty power of God fall upon you and bring an eternal separation between you and these influences. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Be free now. Be free now. Yokes of darkness holding you to yesterday. Yokes of oppression holding you to yesterday. Dreams of secondary schools, writing exams that never finish. Demonic marriages happening in the realm of the spirit. Nursing children, whereas you are alive physically and not married. In the name of Jesus, I declare liberty. I declare liberty. I declare liberty. There is a lady I'm praying for you by the Spirit. Because I'm seeing that there seems to be this fraternity and this spiritual union with entities. That anybody who comes and is considering you, whether for marriage or whatever, it looks like there is this, something suddenly happens. The jealousy and the manifestation of this Spirit will completely abort that agenda. In the name of Jesus, right now I'm praying. Bring them out. Kaparato seteketia. Sida bakata baruskiya tabanakata. Krato seteketia. That's right. Mandika parus ketikata. Ebreketo shida tabata. I decree and declare, whatever spirit is binding itself to you in this false spiritual union, we break that relationship now. We break that relationship now. We break that relationship now. There are whole families that are victims of this, not just individuals. I'm still praying. I don't know why God is showing me women. I know that this affects both men and women, but I'm seeing women. I'm still praying. Right now, every embargo that has covered your glory and your face, so that the good that should come to you does not arrive. Right now in the Habakatoshka Devakata, Shabrendeke Devaratusiata, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please look at me. I want to pray a very serious prayer for you now, and I want you to pay attention. There is a mystery in the spirit called the Book of Remembrance. The Bible says in the book of Esther that once upon a time, a man who sat at the gate, who was an uncle to the village girl that would later become queen over 127 provinces, Hadassah or Esther. The Bible now says one time they conspired to kill the king Ahasuerus, and Mordecai was privy to that information, and he supplied that information and he preserved the life of the king, but the king forgot him. There are many of you here, if your effort and your contribution to the life of others were to be rewarded, you would never be where you are. But in a strange way, there seems to be a spirit that trails your progress. You help the rising of many, but it looks like you are forgotten. I'm about to pray for you because something is coming on you. Listen, listen, listen. Can I tell you this? God does not forget, but men can forget. Believe me when I tell you that the distance between you and your next level is one destiny helper away. This is the world of men. God uses men to lift. God uses men to help. The wine presser and the baker, they were both helped by Joseph. And Joseph made a plea and said, I am in this prison, but I am innocent. I don't have the power to advocate my innocence. Please, when you are reinstated, use your influence to talk to the king, the Pharaoh, for me, that they should come and get me out of this place. The wine presser forgot him for 2 years. 1 man's forgetfulness added 2 years of pain to another man. But the Bible says that night could not the king sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. And when they opened it, they found there, they read it before him. And he said, who is in the chamber there? Haman was there, the arch enemy of the people of God. He said, what shall be done to a man who has done so and so? I want to pray for you now. When I came into this city, I found out that over arguably 50 to 70% of the opportunities and the lifting of men in this city is purely by relationship. Even beyond competence, relationships. Someone can stand by you and hold your hand and wipe your tears forever just because of relationship. Can I tell you this? There are many competent people who cannot rise because the person to speak their praises to the kings is not there. Can I pray for you? This is my assignment tonight. Many pastors have helped the rising of many and they've been forgotten. They do ministry as if they are not called. Many business people participated in the lifting of others and were long forgotten. Many of you here, you played major roles in the rising of people in this city. And as it is, no one seems to pay attention to you. I want to pray a grace on your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit that makes your helpers to forget you, I decree and declare that spirit departs from your life now. Receive it. It departs from your life now. Hear me. This man standing before you is, I am by the mercy of God, the recipient of the remembrance of people who God used me to help and to lift at one point or the other. Believe me when I tell you, when your helpers remember you, 1 day can be equivalent to 10 years for you. Let me pray for you. There are jobs here. There are visions here that are the mercy of the grace of God through helpers. Right now, by the power of the prophetic, for everyone who has been forgotten here, leaving you in shame, leaving you in pain, I decree and declare, let the book of remembrance be opened for you now. Let the book of remembrance, archiving your diligence, archiving your honesty, archiving your sincerity, archiving your competence, let it be open for your sake now. There are people standing here right now whose documents are under the carpet in many offices. I will do something about it. And they sweep it under the carpet and leave it there. Sir, have you considered we'll do something and sweep it there? In the name of Jesus, wherever it was swept to, we bring it out to visibility. We bring it out to visibility. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'll pray for the sick shortly. But let me pray one more prayer. It is possible for your helpers to come late. Life is a function of timing. It is possible for your helper to come, but then to come late. The value of help is when it comes on time. Let me repeat it again. The value of help is that it comes on time. Listen to me. There are many people today, if help came on time, their loved ones will not be dead. Help came when they were buried. And someone will say, I didn't know the text you sent me, the mail you sent me. If I had seen it, I would have supported. I want to pray for you. It's not enough to call for help. Help must come on time. He says, satisfy me early with your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, everywhere help has been ordained to come for you between November and the end of this year. In the help them, my God. Help them up the balcony there. In the name that is above all names, between November, I'm saying it by prophecy, I stand under this apostolic and prophetic grace. May your help not escape December 2021. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. May your help, Kabatos Kadevata, let it not escape December 2021. Therefore, I prophesy to the east. I prophesy to the west. I prophesy to the north and to the south. Wherever your help is, I gravitate it towards your destiny.
I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and it healed your disease. I am the Lord.
One more time with faith in your heart.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
That he led thee. I am the Lord. Your healer. I sent my word. And it healed your disease.
Listen, the Bible says, Jesus was speaking, and he said, as my Father has sent me, he said, even so send I you, as my Father sent me, with the same mandate and the same backing. The same mandate and the same backing. My mission was to reveal the love of the Father and to connect the world to the Father, so that they walk back in that dominion and they become envoys, advocates, kings and priests. Now I send you. But to do that, you will need the equipping, the backing of heaven. So how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. When Jesus came and stood up for to read, Luke chapter 4 says that it was given to him the scroll of Isaiah. And he found where it was written concerning him, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach glad tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to release, to preach deliverance to them who are captive, and recovery of sight, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And then when he was done reading, he said, the Bible says, he closed the book and kept it and sat down, and he said, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. The healing ministry
is one of the cardinal ministries that reveal the love of Jesus. Why? Because the authorized means of remaining on the earth is that you must have a mortal body. Listen, this is the theology of healing. Healing is not merely just administering the power of God to a human body. It's an attempt by the Spirit of God to bring you to a point of health and vitality, because the spirit of man, or any spirit, requires a certain health condition in a human body to be able to remain. When the body is broken and deteriorated beyond a certain threshold, the spirit will have to be separated from the body in an event we know and call death. Are we together now? So every time you are sick, it's like death knocking on your door. Would you give me a chance? From as slight a sickness as headache, pain, whatever it is. So when Jesus comes to bring healing to his servants, it is his commitment to preserve you in health and vitality so that you can have the body prepared for you to be able to do that which he has mandated you to do. You're sick in your body. Now is the time for you to receive your healing. I want you to lay your hand very quickly. I truly believe in the healing ministry. The last 3 months, the Lord has been speaking to me again that some of the manifestations of the power of God that we saw with the generals, our fathers of blessed memory who have joined the cloud of witnesses today, most of them moved marvelously in the 60s and the 70s across Europe, across the US, and even in Africa here. There were men and women, most of them died living a prophetic word, that a moment will come in the history of the church and in the future of the church where there will be a marvelous move of the Spirit. And young men and women will arise and there will be a restoration of that healing mantle. Can I tell you sincerely, our generation has not really, once if you are younger than, respectfully speaking, say 45 downwards or maybe 40 downwards, that generation has not really witnessed the move of the Spirit, the healing ministry with power, the way that most of our parents and our fathers would tell us. Sometimes you will hear the things that they would say and you would think they were exaggerations. I've had the honor and the privilege of meeting a few people before they passed on who were marvelously used by God to change nations. And my concern was not just impartation from them. I wanted to ask them, what were the prophetic words that you received? And I can tell you this, before Jesus returns, once again, that water, that pool will be stirred in a remarkable way. Believe me when I tell you this. There's gonna be a great awakening. There's gonna be a great revival in our land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And everyone who calls on Jesus. I'm going to pray for the sick now. But I want you to know this for sure, that the move of the Spirit is coming. And before we round up this service tonight, I will pray. I know that there may be one or two people here that God is already training you as part of that glorious, that mighty army that will carry these end time mantles of healing. For you, you did not just come for a miracle service to receive. You are still God is still working on you. Be patient with him. We are not just talking of healing in a service. Headache, wheelchair, thank God for that. But men whose shadows like Peter will heal the sick. I believe this with all my heart. I believe this with all my heart. That before Jesus comes, believe me when I tell you, there will be such a move of the Spirit. Ordinary people, men and women, you have not seen them on TV yet. Nobody even knows them. They may not be in active ministry yet. No one is celebrating them. The Lord is training them, pruning them, building them, And when he's ready, he will blow them like a shofar to the nations. And I tell you, Africa and Nigeria has a major prophetic role to play in taking back this healing anointing to the nations. I believe this. It will happen in our lifetime. We will see it. Like natural resources, we will export the power of God as a commodity to the nations. Believe me when I tell you this. Men and women will carry fire. Some of you, God will send you to Europe to go back and salvage the decadence that is going there. Some of you, God will send you back to US, Canada, send you across, even to Asia. For now, let's pray for the sick. Please lay your hand as a point of contact. I want you to believe in the power of Jesus to heal. I know he heals. I don't just believe he heals. I know that Jesus heals.
Oh, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, nobody like you, Lord.
Now, do you know, I was so humbled when I found out that many hospitals in Abuja here and many hospitals across the nations, people who are with patients connect to the miracle service like so many are doing right now. You've heard of the marvelous miracles of people in the hospital. Very humbling to see what the power of God is doing. And if you are in the hospital right now connecting with someone, whatever the situation is, I want you to believe. Lay your hands and let's pray. As I pray for you, I want you to shout a loud amen. I will rebuke that spirit and command that spirit to give way. Now, I don't know how we'll do it because this is the last miracle service and I have a section for impartation. So what we are going to do is probably we may not have people come out to share testimonies. Let's sacrifice that section of the meeting. Inasmuch as it's good to declare the faithfulness of God, but there is a lot. We still have prayer requests here. And then I still want to take out 5-10 minutes and release something upon your life. A marvelous manifestation of the anointing. So I will just pray for you. As God touches you and blesses you, from next week you can do well to come and testify. My apologies. It's our culture to always take the testimonies and celebrate Jesus. But now that we have taken time to do this, we may just sacrifice that so that we can do the general prayer and then we do the impartation. The impartation is a major part of tonight's meeting. That's why many people traveled across nations and came here. Hallelujah. There is somebody, God is calling you into the prophetic. But it looks like you touch that realm and come back. You touch that realm and come back. Some of you even travel to come. The Lord is saying there is a mantle. There is a grace. It's a seer anointing. The grace, not just dreams. The grace for sight. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, before I pray for the sick, that grace for sight. In the name of Jesus, may your eyes be open to see. May your eyes be open to see. I open for you the vistas of the Spirit with accuracy. In the name of Jesus Christ, take that grace right now. Hear me. Some of you is a spiritual inheritance. Where you come from has that as a grace. I'm saying this as prophetically. You come from a background, even a denominational background,
where God has given it as a spiritual inheritance. I stand in faith with that ancient mantle. I declare again, for those called to the prophetic, may your eyes be open to see. Just give me a minute and let this grace just really come on people. Believe me, there are people receiving this anointing. Some of you, your grandfathers were prophets. Your fathers were prophets. It's a spiritual inheritance given to you. It's time for you to walk in that grace. It's time for you to walk in that grace. The seer's anointing. The eyes that can see. See beyond time. See beyond science. I'm ready to pray for the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, shout a loud amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is that guy lifting his crutches? He couldn't walk. No, I'm not saying. Look at me, my friend. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your crutches and walk. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Walk. Walk. Lift it up and walk. Are you seeing what Jesus is doing? Come, walk. Don't be afraid. Lift it up and walk. He touched me. He touched me. And oh, what joy. Something happened. And now. He touched me. My friend, look at me. What happened to you?
I got an accident.
How long ago?
1 year.
1 year ago. And it looks like it's not healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon you and I declare right now, healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I declare life to your limbs in the name of Jesus Christ. Life to your limbs. Life to your limbs. I declare a supernatural reconnection of the fractured bone. You came here believing. My friend, look at me. Stand up. Walk gently. Go. Turn and come back. I'm about to pray for the sick now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that this miracle remains permanent in your life by the power that raised Christ from the dead. And what do you do?
I'm a computer wizard.
You are what?
A computer wizard.
I'm not sure I got him. Computer wizard. No, don't. You are not a wizard. You are a computer. You are computer savvy. That's all right. Choose you. In the name of Jesus, let there be a miracle for you right now. I shift you by the Spirit in Jesus' name. Now I want to pray for you. We're still praying for the sick. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Let him go. He's free. I decree and declare every spirit that is back of any infirmity and any disease, I command it to give way now. Give way now. I pray from the crown of your head, even to the soles of your feet, my God, I send such a strong anointing. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Be healed now. Peptic ulcer, be healed now. Migraine headaches, be healed now. I'm hearing a name, gastritis. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Help that woman. That's right. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Any organ that is failing or has failed in your body, I prophesy to you by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be a brand new organ in your body now. Not just the healing of the current one, a brand new organ in your body now. Blind eyes open now in the name of Jesus. Someone has received a miracle there. Is that a miracle? Someone from crutch, the crutches are lifted. Is that a miracle? If that's a miracle, that's fine. Otherwise, if he's lifting it by faith, he can stand there and receive. Something has happened there. Well, we promise that we will not take, oh dear. In the name that is above all names, there's someone, your right ear, it looks, I don't know if it's blocked or you don't hear completely with it. I command that ear to be opened now. Every blood disease, in the name that is above all names, we declare the cleansing of your blood now. Hear me, please. If there is anyone here with any troubling genotype, I stand by the God of heaven and I declare, let there be a supernatural change of your genotype. Believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Any lump in or growth in any area of your body, breast lump, abdominal lump, lumps around your body, I cause that growth right now. I cause that growth right now. I cause that growth right now. There's someone I'm seeing, is like you have a problem with your fingers. You're not able to move your hands freely. The power of God is touching you right now wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone with a severe pain around your kneecap. You're having a severe pain around your kneecap. The power of God is touching you right now. Bringing you life and bringing you healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling me that there is someone, you have a problem, not just a problem smelling, but I don't know what it is that happened to your nose. I don't know if it's that there is a growth or there is a swelling. It's very inconveniencing. You're not able to breathe well. Right now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be a miracle for you now. There's someone, please don't feel embarrassed. You don't have to come out.
you are losing weight drastically. People think you are just fasting, but this is not fasting at all. You are eating. What I'm seeing with the revelation God is showing me, there's something wrong with your liver. This is what I'm seeing. You are losing weight completely, almost looking like someone who maybe has some kind of terminal disease. I don't know where that person is, but right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed from that infirmity. Every other sickness, every other infirmity, mentioned or not, in the name of Jesus, be healed from it now. Be healed from it now. Please lift your prayer request. I want you to pass it very quickly. And I'll just give you a minute or two. For those of you who are visiting for the first time, we usually come with prayer requests just as an expression of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll have the request here at the altar so that I pray and speak over it. And if you're yet to pen down your request, please, you have a minute or two to just write this, or you feel by the Spirit that you should add something. Remember, this is our last miracle service. Not the last service, but the last miracle service for 2021. There's no miracle service for December because that would be during the break. Please write it very quickly. Following online, you can send in your prayer request. All of the overflows, please write very quickly. And if your loved ones are connecting, you can stand in and write for them. Please, the moment you do that, I'd like you to do well to just pass your request. No one reads it. Pass it to the last person by the aisle, and then left or right, whichever. And then we'll have our ushers come to pick it very quickly. Let's do that very quickly because we're about to pray. I love this part of the miracle service because it is the most accurate expression of our desires. I'd like you to write, believing, unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Believe me, he answers prayers.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins.
One more time.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins.
Please write it down very quickly. We're people of prayer. We're people of scripture-based prayer. The Bible says this is the confidence that we have in him. Our confidence is that when we ask anything in accordance to his will is the jurisdiction of his response to the saints. He cannot respond to the saints outside of the scope of his word that is captured in his will. If God must grant answers to our prayers, the content, the requests must be consistent with the word of God. God does not just respond to the saints arbitrarily. He is bounded by the jurisdiction of his word. The word of God defines the coordinates for his response, his dealings with believers. This is the confidence that we have, the Bible says, that when we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And that now that we know that he heareth us, we have answers, the Bible says, to our prayers. Please, quickly, let's have it when we're done. Please, let's bring it here very quickly.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be. We cry, Abba Father. Two more times. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Just a very quick announcement. All those who came here to surrender their lives to Jesus, tomorrow by 5 p.m. on the dot, we have a follow-up system for those who come to surrender their lives to Jesus. It will be at our other venue, the Daughters of Abraham, opposite Setraco. You can get more details from our PR desk immediately after service. But please, all those who surrendered their hearts to Jesus Christ, do well to come 5 p.m. on the dot. We'll meet with you there, share with you a few things, and then pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Please, can we rise while we collate the request? Please make sure all the overflows and our online family connect by faith. Connect by faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must come believing that he exists, he is. And then number 2, that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Mark 11:24. Jesus was speaking and he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire," 11:24, Mark, "when ye pray," he says, "believe that thou receivest it and thou shalt have it." What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest it. You cannot have what you have not received. The protocol is that when you desire according to his will, you ask in prayer, believing. Are we together? And then you receive by faith, then it becomes manifest. To have it means your hands will now handle it. But the first thing is that you must receive. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, it says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It says, make your request known. Don't assume God knows. Make it known. Make your request known. So in obedience to that scripture, we're making our request known. The cure for anxiety, be anxious for nothing, but that in everything, by prayer and supplication, even with thanksgiving, we are mandated according to scripture to make our requests known unto God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Please stretch your hands towards this request and just begin to pray in one moment that these Egyptians I see today, I will see them no more forever. Go ahead. Stretch your hands and release that word of faith. Let it come from the depth of your heart. Are you praying? Pray. Faithful God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The faithful God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're praying now.
You are mighty in our midst. You are mighty in this place. You're the faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Reliable God. Reliable God. Reliable God.
You are praying, Father, we decree and declare, let there be supernatural answers to these prayers. I lay my hands prophetically by the privilege of priesthood in the name of Jesus Christ. When Hannah went to the temple to cry out her heart before the Lord, it was Prophet Eli, thinking she was drunk. She said, no, your maid is not drunk, but this is a woman communicating sorrow from her heart. And Eli spoke prophetically and sealed her desire in the name of Jesus Christ. Laying my hands upon this request, as a representation, the most accurate representation of your desires, I pray by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be supernatural answers. Let there be supernatural answers. Now arise, O Lord, would you come to your resting place? You and the ark of your might, and then we will rejoice as we're clothed in your righteousness. Celebrate. The Bible says, hitherto you have asked for nothing. It says, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I decree and declare, whatever has robbed your joy as represented here, you will never see it in your life again. You will never see it in your life again. You will never see it in your life again. You will never see it in your life again. I declare unto you by the power of the word of God, that these Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. You will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every human agent that must come in partnership with the Spirit of God to make for answers to this prayer, we compel their ministry right now. And whoever says over his dead body for this request to be answered, may their own prayer be answered. In the name of Jesus Christ, sincerely I pray for you. May God shift systems and shift structures for the sake of your request. And whoever said, where is your God? May God use the answers to this prayer to answer them back. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand upon this request and I declare that everything that has stood over you, in the name that is above all names, we bring it under your feet. We bring it under your feet. We bring it under your feet. We command speedy answers to this prayer. In the name of Jesus. Speedy answers to this prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please stand. We're wrapping up. Let me speak finally over your life. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that ye, having sufficiency in all things, the Bible says that you may abound to every good work.
That means whatever spiritual engracing that will be required to make for your efficiency, it is within the power of God to supply to the uttermost. I decree and declare, every grace needed for the next level of your spiritual efficiency, every anointing, every mantle, every supernatural supply of grace, whether as wisdom, whether as favor, whether as counsel, whether as might, whether as the grace for dominion, in the name of Jesus, let it come upon you now. Whatever has left your life that should not have left, the Bible says, Son of Man, can these bones live again? He was not even seeing the bones he was saying would live, because they were scattered and fragmented. He says, only thou knowest. Then he said, prophesy to these bones. And the prophet said, I prophesied as commanded, and there was a sound. I stand like Ezekiel. I prophesy as commanded. Everything that has left your life, let it come back to perfect order now. Let it come back to perfect order now. The Bible says, the king sent for Joseph and they brought him out of his dungeon. The king sent for Joseph and they brought him out of his dungeon, never to return again. I pray for you. Whoever must send for you as a helper of destiny to bring you out of that pit, in the name of Jesus, may God connect you to them. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 15b. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Verse 17 of the same chapter 2. And the king loved Esther, the Bible says, more than all the virgins. And the Bible says he took her, he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. The favor that enthrones, in the name of Jesus, let it rest upon your life. Exodus 3 and verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. Whatever makes for emptiness in your hands, in the name of Jesus, may the favor of God stop that season of drought. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you, even by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, the grace that makes for visibility. It says you cannot light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but you put it on top of a lampstand so that it will give light, illumination to all who are in the room. Many of you are gifted. Many of you have been marvelously helped of God. But there is no visibility to announce you in business, in ministry. Those who need what you carry do not even know you are there. I pray for you right now. From where you are, may you rise to an elevated position of visibility. Hallelujah. My Bible says, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, that he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. I pray for you. Those who sit as gatekeepers of systems and structures, who will not give you access because they do not like you, may the Father of spirits manipulate their heart to your favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because thou has loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed you with an oil of gladness above your fellows. I pray for you. The grace that distinguishes a man among your contemporaries, may that grace, for the sake of his majesty, rest upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Have you heard of this proverb?
that in one day a nation is born. It says, but as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth a son. I declare speed to your accomplishment. Speed to your accomplishment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 112 verse 1. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. The Bible says his seed shall be mighty upon earth. I pray for your children. In the name that is above all names, you will never give birth for sorrow. You will never give birth for pain. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit waiting at the corridor of destiny to hijack children and make sure they cause pain to parents, we crush those spirits right now. The Bible says the generation of the upright shall be blessed. I decree and declare, not only your children, but your children's children, let the heritage of being blessed follow them. Then my Bible says wealth and riches shall be in his house. Listen, I have taught you here that there is the prophetic dimension as far as manifesting the abundance of the kingdom is concerned. The prophetic dimension will never be a license for laziness and lack of diligence. The Bible says a diligent soul shall be made fat. Is that true? And that he that waters will himself be watered. Yet, there are times like I've taught you where you can have a healthy net, O Peter. There are times where your boat is okay. There are times you are even at sea and your fishing skill is there. But you will still not catch fish. Because it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of the Lord that showeth mercy. At that time you need beyond your skill. You need the advantage of the prophetic. The Bible says, and by a prophet, the Lord God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was she preserved. I decree and declare, by the privilege of the apostolic and the prophetic, step into strange dimensions of the abundance of God. When they got to the valley of Tekoa, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20, the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet and he spoke. This is what he said. He said, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. It says, believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. There is something called the prophet's reward. It says, he that receives a prophet, as touching the office of that prophet, there are possibilities that follow every mantle and every genuine mandate from heaven. No man sent by God comes empty. There are engracings that accompany him, and that at the instance of honor, you can be a partaker of that grace. I stand by the God who has shown me mercy and shown this ministry mercy, and I pray for you. Experience the marvelous hand of God in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Last prayer point. It says, thou shall call Joshua, in whom there is the Spirit, and thou shall anoint him, and thou shall take some of thy honor and place on him. You can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. Honor is conferred upon you by another. And there is a grace that makes for honor. Just because you walk in integrity is not enough for you to carry honor. Honor means that the possibility of being despised has been taken away from your life. When God places that grace upon you, even kings will entreat your favor. In the name of Jesus, for everyone connected to this vision, everyone who is here following online, inside and outside, it's our heritage in Christ and part of the graces that follows this spiritual tribe. May that mantle of honor rest on your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. By this impartation, every semblance of shame and reproach, let it be torn apart and taken out of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let's celebrate Jesus with a hand clap and a shout in 1 minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed tonight? Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, let it rest and abide with us now and forever. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and see you next Sunday.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. Stream Koinonia 9.
Go to meetella.com/koinonia-radio. And download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7856. We love and celebrate you.